take to heart my commands, and they'll help you live a long, long time, a long life lived full and well. Well, that got my attention. Now, I wanted to live a long life, and it said I need to pay attention to what I had already learned. I wanted to live a long life, and I wanted to be full and well. So, let's go on. Don't lose your grip on love and loyalty. Tie them around your neck. Carve their initials on your heart. Earn a reputation for living well in God's eyes and in the eyes of the people. Now, the next verses were the key verses, though, because I'd memorized them years ago. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He'll direct your path. See how quickly I can say that? But when I read it here, got my attention a little bit more, because it said, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Oh, what was I sitting around earlier trying to do? Are you trying to figure out something today? Hey, listen, this is Hosanna Day. This is Palm Sunday. This is a day to remember that He took everything, and I don't have to try to figure it all out, because the Word of God has already told me what it says. So I kind of got rid of that voice in my head. It said, listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Come on. Run to God. Run from evil. Your body will glow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life. Honor God with everything you own. Give Him the first and the best. Your barns will burst. Your wine vats will brim over. There was the healing, and there was the financial things already taken care of. Your barns will burst, and your wine vats will brim over. But, dear friend, resent God's discipline. Don't sulk under His loving correction. It's the child He loves that God corrects. A father's delight is behind this. And now I want to drop down to the last of the chapter there a little bit on 21. And listen to what else he says. He says, dear friend, guard clear thinking and common sense with your life. Don't for a minute lose sight of them. They'll keep your soul alive and well. They'll keep you fit and attractive. You'll travel safely. You'll neither tire nor trip. You'll take afternoon naps without a worry. You'll enjoy a good night's sleep. No need to panic over alarms or surprises or predictions that doomsday's just around the corner. Come on, what are we hearing? Don't worry about it, because God will be right there with you, and He'll keep you safe and sound. Never walk away from someone who deserves help. Your hand is God's hand for that person. Don't tell your neighbor, well, maybe some other time, or try me tomorrow, when the money's right there in your pocket. And don't figure ways of taking advantage of your neighbor when he's sitting there trusting and unsuspecting. Don't walk around with a chip on your shoulder. Come on. Always spoiling for a fight. Don't try to be like those who shoulder their way through life. Why be a bully? Well, why not, you say? Because God can't stand twisted souls. It's the straightforward who get His respect. God's curse blights the house of the wicked, but He blesses the home of the righteous. He gives proud skeptics a cold shoulder. But if you're down on your luck, He's right there to help. Wise living gets rewarded with honor. Stupid living gets the booty prize. Come on. How about that? I choose wise living. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to try to figure out how God's going to take care of me or this church or you. Sometimes we get to praying, and you know, we get prayer requests, and I just begin praying in the Spirit, and I'll just be quoting the Word, and you know, the enemy will say, well, you can't do anything. And I, you know what I say? No, I can't, but my God does, and the Word says that He will. Amen. Oh, come on, church. And then finally, before we get in our praise and worship, this is Hosanna Day. John 12 says this. It's in the back of your bulletin. It says, and the next day, a vast crowd of those who had come to the Passover feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. Jesus is coming today. Are you ready? Come on. Jesus is coming today. You know why? Because He came with me. Did He come with you? All right. They heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, so they took branches of palm trees and they went out to meet Him. And as they went, they kept shouting, Hosanna, blessed is He, and praise to Him who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. Can you say that this morning? Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Let's praise him, church.
I believe in the blood of Jesus. I believe that there's power in his name. I believe that he died to free us. I believe that he rose from the grave. I believe he was born of a virgin. I believe he was a sacrificial lamb. I believe he ascended to the Father. I believe that he's coming back again. I believe that God came to save us. I believe he was an ordinary man. I believe he left us with the Spirit. I believe he wants to fill every man. I believe his mercy every morning. I believe he's the Ancient of Days. I believe his thoughts are always on us. I believe forever the same. On this rock we will build this church. This church will not be made by hands. On this rock we will make a stand. The gates of hell will not prevail.
Yeah.
I believe in the unity of brothers. I believe that we're different yet the same. I believe we're two or more are gathered. He's in the midst. He's taken away the shame. I believe we can say to the mountains, be rooted up and cast into the sea. I believe when we pray without doubting, the lame will walk and the blind are gonna see. On this rock we will build this church. Church will not be made by hands. On this rock we will make a stand. The gates of hell will not prevail. On this rock he will build his church. Church will not be made by hands. On this rock we will make a stand. The gates of hell will not prevail. I believe in the blood of Jesus.
I believe
that there's power in his name.
I believe that he died to free us.
I believe that he rose from the grave.
I believe
he was born of a virgin.
I believe he was a sacrificial lamb.
I believe
that he ascended to the Father.
I believe
that he's coming back.
Hallelujah! Woo! Come on, hallelujah! That's what we believe, amen? Well, let's give him the praise and the honor and the glory. The only name that matters, the only name. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father except by me, amen. Woo! we're ready.
Father smiling on me, the only name that matters to me.
And yours is the name, and
yours is the name that saved me. Mercy and grace, the power forgave me, and your love is all I ever needed.
When I wake up in the land of glory, I will tell my story. There'll be one name that I proclaim.
Yeah.
When I wake up in the land of glory and with the saints, I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim.
Yours will be the only name that matters to me.
Favor I see, the only name that matters to me.
And yours is the name, and
yours is the name, the name that saved me. Mercy and grace, the power forgave me, and your love is all I ever needed.
When I wake up in the land of glory with the I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory with the saints, I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim.
Situation critical, and all you could think was Jesus. Jesus. You know, it's good to know the word, but we need to know the name. Because if we don't know the word, we know the name. Amen. My daughter was driving to school. The tire, she got the hit the side of the road. The tire burst and she knew her car was going out of control, 16-year-old. And she said, Mom, she said, the only thing I could remember was that Jesus. So she said the name of Jesus. And there were some cars that had followed her and said that they didn't think anybody could live. Well, there she stands, church. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? The name of Jesus. And you don't know what your children are picking up. And it's going to come in handy one day. La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la.
And you know what, Ricardo? One of these days you'll get to go up to Noah, and Noah will tell you his story, and you get to tell him yours.
Amen.
Amen. You know that?
That's right.
We're going to be with all the saints. We'll be able to go up to Moses. We'll be able to go up to Mary. And when we say, Mary, what was it like? You know what? Hallelujah. We've all got a story. And it's just as important as any story we read about in the Bible. But it's our story about Jesus. Amen. Let's say the name of Jesus again. I got to quit talking.
I proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory and with the saints, I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim.
Praise him, church. The King of glory. Hallelujah. Praise him, glorious. Hallelujah. Father God, we just wave our arms at you this morning. The King of glory has come in. Hallelujah. You know, and Jesus told them, you know, they said, all tried to hush up the children. And Jesus said, if they don't praise me, the rocks will. Hallelujah. I don't want to be a rock to praise him for me. Do you all this morning? Hallelujah. We praise you. Thank you, Jesus.
Favor rest. Oh, come and worship. Do not be afraid. Oh, no. My soul, magnify the Lord. My soul, magnify the Lord. He has done great things for me. A child is born, unto us a son is given,
Let every heart prepare his throne. Let every nation under heaven come and worship. Do not be afraid. Oh no. My soul, magnifies the Lord. My soul, magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me. My soul, magnifies the Lord. My soul, magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me. Of his government there will be no end. He'll establish it with his righteousness, and he shall reign on David's throne, and his name shall be from this day on Wonderful Counselor. And his name shall be Everlasting Father. Wonderful Counselor. And his name shall be Everlasting Father.
Something right now. We have the opportunity here and now to be that light that God has made us to be. It's on us. He don't make us do nothing. It's a choice we make. In the garden, when whatever fruit that was eaten, that created choice. Now, we know right from wrong. We know good from evil. Ain't that right? And you know what? It's our choice to make the right decision. The God I serve, he'll pull you out of the darkness into the marvelous light. He'll do all that you ask him to do that is needed. I take it upon me to do all I can to be that light for Jesus. Amen. The God I serve is awesome. The God is awesome. Hallelujah. Of his government there will be no end. He'll establish it with his righteousness, and he shall reign on David's throne, and his name shall be from this day on Wonderful Counselor. And his name shall be Everlasting Father. Oh yeah. Wonderful Counselor. And his name shall be Everlasting Father. Oh, yeah. My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord.
Christ the Lord. My soul magnifies 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 the Lord. He has done great things for me. My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me.
About the great things that God has done. Hallelujah. You may have come here this morning and just so many things. It may have been one of those weeks that every corner, every place you turned, it was a battle. It was an attack. It was a physical or an emotional or a financial. You know what? You came to the right place. As we worship and as we praise Him, the word of the Lord says to you this morning, He came, just as the word has been declared over and over already this morning, to take those things. You need to give them to Him this morning. And today, if there's something wrong in your body physically, you need a healing. The healer is here. Jesus Christ, the healer is present in this house. Just reach out and claim that today.
Jesus can heal you everywhere you hurt. He can free you. So lift your voice in praise, 'cause Jesus can heal you everywhere you Jesus. one else like you, so faithful and so true. How I love you. At your throne, I worship you alone. Oh, Jesus, the holiest of all, on my knees I fall. How I love you. I love you, oh, how I love you, Lord.
Come on now.
I really love you.
Can you say that to him this morning, church? Come on now.
How I love you.
Father God, because you're the only one that loves us so much, that you're always there. You never let us go. You're the lover of our souls, Father God, and nobody else loves us like you do. Hallelujah.
Jesus, lover of my soul.
your peace, it's overwhelming.
You know what the Lord wants you to do this morning right now, as we're beginning to end this part of our worship service, is He wants you to realize that He's Daddy God to you. He's your Abba Father. You know, and sometimes we get all caught up in how we talk and how are we supposed to talk to God and how are we supposed to pray to Him. You just talk to God like you do me. And He just wants you to know He loves you so much. He wants you to get up in His lap today and let Him just love you. You just lean your head back against His breast and feel His heartbeat. That's how much He loves you. Hallelujah.
More than I can stand, I melt in your peace, it's overwhelming. I want to sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe, and feel your heart beat. This love is so more than I can stand, I melt in your peace, it's overwhelming.
Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. You know, you may say, but you know, Pastor Laverne, my earthly father wasn't always there for me. But let me tell you something. Jesus said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. He says, I'll always be there for you. Because He's perfect. He's righteous. And He's there. He can be there when nobody else can. Hallelujah. I just pray that you come to an understanding of how much God loves you. You so much, He sent His only Son, the name of Jesus, to die for you. If I'd been the only one, He would have died for me. If there'd been nobody else that had sinned, He would have died for me. Because Jesus said, I'll go after the other sheep, the lost sheep. I was a lost sheep, and He came after me.